With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tim Walz has done it.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
The Minnesota governor accepting the nomination last night at the Democratic National Convention. Tonight, all eyes will be on Kamala Harris when she accepts her party's presidential nomination.
Just a few weeks after moving to the top of the Democratic ticket and just 74 days before Election Day, Vice President Harris will take center stage tonight. She returns to the United Center Convention Hall this evening after making a brief appearance here on Monday. Harris, who has faced criticism for revealing few policy details and not sitting for a news interview or press conference, will address the nation and tell Americans why they should elect her as the nation's next president. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Former President Trump rallies today in Arizona. Yesterday in North Carolina, Mr. Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, joined the former president at a rally in Asheboro.
For a lot of the people that we fight for, the American dream seems out of reach today, the most out of reach it's been in a generation. But in 75 days, we're going to save the dreams of every single American, and it will mark the beginning of the future all of us deserve. And we're going to do it together.
Also, at SRNnews.com, there are concerns that a Canadian freight rail strike could impact the supply chain, both in Canada as well as in the U.S. A French destroyer has rescued 29 crew members from an oil tanker. It came under repeated attack in the Red Sea. Iran-backed Houthi rebels suspected in the assault. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukrainian forces have taken control of another settlement in the Russian region of Kursk, and taking more POWs as well. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features up 35 points. This is SRN News. A battle over assisted suicide in Scotland.
Lawmakers in that country are considering a measure that would let anyone age 16 and up who has a terminal disease and has lived there for at least a year take their own life with the help of a doctor. Pro-life advocates are fighting the bill. They point out that in other nations where the practice has been legalized, the so-called right to die has very quickly become a responsibility to die, disproportionately affecting the elderly and the disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ukraine's parliament has banned the activities of religious groups tied to the Russian Orthodox Church or any other faith group supporting Russia's invasion. The measure is widely seen as targeting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. It is historically connected to Moscow, but now claims independence. However, the Ukrainian government says it is still tied to Moscow. The leader of the Russian Orthodox Church has depicted the country's invasion of Ukraine as a holy war. A large majority of Ukrainians are Orthodox Christians. This is SRN News. Police surveillance is at the heart of a lawsuit in Oregon.
The ACLU is suing the city of Medford, saying its police department has been unlawfully monitoring political activists who are not suspected of any criminal activity. But the city insists it has not monitored the groups because of their views or activities, adding it has conducted surveillance to prepare for possible public safety impacts. ACLU says the Medford police have monitored their activities and social media accounts. Jason Walker reporting.
Delta Airlines extending its suspension of flights between the U.S. and Israel by another month through October 31st. That's in response to the Gaza war. Delta's announcement follows news from American Airlines that it plans to suspend flights to Israel through late March of next year. United has stopped flying to Israel indefinitely. SRNnews.com.